This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Are the police protecting citizens, or are they at war with citizens? In most places in America, this is a ridiculous proposition. Of course the police are protecting us. The police are our friends. But in enough communities to make it a national crisis of law and justice, this is the central question of civic life. How is order preserved when unarmed civilians die? This is a question being asked in the 54-block neighborhood of downtown L.A. called Skid Row, where a homeless man died this week in a fatal encounter with police. It is a question in Ferguson, Missouri, in Staten Island, New York, and many other communities where local encounters with police have led to national investigations, national unrest, national soul-searching. On Monday, a Justice Department task force announced a series of recommendations to reform law enforcement nationwide. Among them, and I'll read you the list, embrace a guardian mindset to build public trust and legitimacy. Number two, acknowledge the role of policing in past and present injustice and discrimination and how it is a hurdle to the promotion of community trust. Number three, establish a culture of transparency and accountability in order to build public trust and legitimacy. Number four, law enforcement agencies should promote legitimacy internally within the organization by applying principles of procedural justice. And number five, proactively promote public trust by initiating what are called positive non-enforcement activities. Well, what do those recommendations, and there are more from the Justice Department, what do they mean? Sherrilyn Ifill is president and director counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. Sherrilyn, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, John.
What I want to do is sort of unpack these recommendations. They sound a little wonky and jargony, but I think within them are key principles that it's worth exploring here. What do you think is a guardian mindset to build public trust and legitimacy? Certainly the president talks about public trust in all of his discussions about law enforcement in the past 2 years.
Well, John, I think you identified it right at the top of the segment when you talked about our folks feeling as though they are at war with the police or the police feeling as though they are at war with communities. You know, you'll recall that in Darren Wilson's testimony before the grand jury in Ferguson, he described the community where he encountered Mike Brown as being a kind of anti-police community, at least in his mind. He already had a mindset that he was kind of entering a place where he would be under siege. And I think this recommendation from the task force is important because it is a reminder to the police that they are to regard themselves as guardians of the safety of all communities, rather than what we too often see entering communities as a kind of hostile, occupying force. That is how the police are experienced in so many African-American communities, and that is how they behave in so many African-American communities.
In looking at recommendation 2 and 3, acknowledge the role of policing in past and present injustices and establish a culture of transparency and accountability. Now, some might say this is the witch hunt. This is where you go after and indict people and put them in jail. How would you say, no, it's not simply prosecution, it's an acknowledgement piece that's just as important here?
Well, you know, one of the great problems, John, of dealing with racial discrimination is the insistence by so many that it doesn't exist. And frankly, it is the advent of the cell phone videos and the other proof that we've been able to see in the killing of Tamir Rice, in some of these police encounters over the last year, that has actually captured the national imagination. It's not as though these incidents were not happening before, but we were not believed. And so this idea of truth and transparency is critically important. Think about all of the ways in which the conduct of the Ferguson Police Department in refusing to release the name of the officer, in refusing to release information early on, created the tensions that roiled that community. So transparency is key. But the key here, John, and one of the issues with that recommendation is it's a mouthful, is the issue of accountability, which, you know, one could describe as a witch hunt, except a witch hunt is when you go after something that doesn't exist. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about accountability. We're talking about unarmed African Americans being killed and no one being held responsible. That's the source of the statement Black Lives Matter. If Black Lives Matter, then when someone takes a life wrongfully, there will be some accountability for it. And we haven't seen it.
And that leads to the fourth recommendation, which is about this internal legitimacy, create procedural justice principles within law enforcement so that the wheels turn and people can see how the wheels turn when a case like this happens. And we're seeing that in Los Angeles to a certain extent in that the death has triggered an investigation, and there is definitely a public kind of awareness that this investigation is going on. I want to conclude by getting to this last recommendation that I mentioned. Promote public trust by initiating what are called positive non-enforcement activities. I suspect that's something more than ice cream socials.
Well, I think many people can recall a time when there were police athletic leagues and when police played a role in the community as part of the community. You hear a lot of conversation about community policing. In order to do community policing, police officers have to be and experience themselves and be perceived as part of the community. Now, you know, I don't like it when people get too gauzy about the past, right? There was a time of police athletic leagues. That's very important. But even in those times, we had many of these incidents. This is not a new problem between African-American communities and the police. So that element is critically important, but it only works if all of the other elements are in place.
How engaged is the president on this? You've had some face-to-face contact with the president on this issue even recently.
I have. I've been in several conversations with the president about this, and I would have to say that he is about as committed as I could imagine a president being. I think right now, this is where the rubber meets the road. The task force that he created has laid out these recommendations, and now we're all waiting to see what the president and the administration will make of these recommendations and what they will decide to do with the power that they have to see that these recommendations come to fruition.
Sherrilyn Ifill, president and director counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Sherrilyn, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.